Hi, you're listening to your daily Afro-Caribbean news on CFUV 101.9 FM in Victoria, the traditional lands of the Songhees, Esquimalt and Wusanich people. I am your host, Yeti. More people and voices are calling out to the Nigerian government to scrap a department of the police which has reportedly wreaked havoc and brought tears on the people it set out to protect. The hashtag #EndSARS campaign means an abolition of the Special Anti-Robbery Squad Department of the Nigeria Police, and it began as a Twitter campaign over 2 years ago. The Twitter campaign gained notoriety recently when a student, an onlooker, was killed by the police on the sidelines of a protest against SARS brutality on the people, and when two men were dragged outside of a hotel and one of them shot dead in plain sight. The Canada Solidarity protest began at 2 p.m. in Vancouver with the rendering of the Nigerian national anthem. Afterwards, the people marched amid chants and calls for better action by the Nigerian government. The Nigerian government, in response to the protests last week, scrapped the SARS department and replaced it with SWAT. But Nigerians alleged that it was the same players in different jerseys and called for a total scrap, overhaul, and reform of the entire police. A participant at the protest spoke with CFUV 101.9 FM in Victoria.
Hello, my name is Joshua. I went to Vancouver to take part in that protest because it is time to liberate Nigeria from police brutality. The unrest has been a long time coming. We are known to be a resilient people worldwide, but it has come to the point where extrajudicial killings, unnecessary murders by the police has got to stop. They are there to serve, not to maim and kill because they carry guns. While we were on the issue of police brutality, we also called on the leaders to sit up and wage a true war against corruption, over bloated legislative salaries, insecurity, vast unemployment, and the needless loss of lives of precious Nigerians.
The campaign has recorded over 30 deaths, including two policemen, as the youth are not letting up on a long overdue fight. Aside Vancouver, there have been solidarity protests in Toronto, while other provinces have picked different dates to join the movement. Protests have also broken out in the UK, America, Germany, Russia, among other countries. Twitter founder Jack Dorsey, Nigerian celebrities Davido, Naira Marley, Wizkid, their US counterpart Kanye West, and footballers Mesut Ozil and Marcus Rashford have also backed the protests. You have been listening to Afro-Caribbean News with Yeti on CFUV 101.9 FM. This project is funded by Canadian Heritage and the Community Radio Fund of Canada as part of the Local Journalism Initiative. To hear more stories, visit canada-info.ca.